Hi, I'm Paul Stringfellow, and welcome to this very first edition of Tech Takeaways on the Road. We've not done on the road before, so this is exciting. We're in a studio in Manchester, which is very on the road for us, and there's stuff going on outside, so you know we're not in a normal dark corner that we often record in. So on this show, I'm joined by a very special guest, hotfooting it from an event that we've just done here, talking about Microsoft Copilot and the adoption process and the thought process and some of the considerations you need to take as you look to adopt AI, generally AI inside your business. And obviously this event's been Microsoft Copilot specifically. So we've done a couple of AI Copilot type podcasts in the past, but what we wanted to do is have a proper expert with us this time. So that's what we've done. So so I'm joined on this week's episode by Dan Boyles. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you, Paul. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us on the show. And thanks for spending some time with us today over in Manchester, talking about Copilot with our audience.
It was a good event, actually.
It was. That? Yeah, we got some great questions as well. We might dip into some of those. You know, for people wondering where the audience has gone, they're not in this room. We're in a small room. And that was Josh's arm just coming in, if you're watching rather than just listening. Okay, well, let's jump into the topic. And Dan, before we do that, I suppose, do you want a little bit of an introduction, who you are, what it is you do?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Dan. I work for a company called Illuminate Learning. We're a Microsoft training partner. Kind of the three of us work in a business where we've all kind of worked together either directly for Microsoft or with Microsoft for nearly a decade each now, so quite a long time. And yeah, I've been a technical trainer and an adoption specialist trainer for the last 10 years of my life, really, focusing across all the areas of Microsoft, specifically M365 Azure, modern workplace, and now obviously the explosion of AI. Here we are with Copilot, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, well, that means because you're one of the cool kids. So
I wouldn't say cool. I'm a bit on the wrong side of 35 now to be a cool kid. But it's quite nice to see the rapid evolution, I guess, of you know M365 coming in, cloud computing coming in. And now AI is quite an interesting place to be at the moment.
Yeah, and I think so. And you know, and this kind of you know the use of AI has grown, and we can talk about what we mean by AI if we really wanted to, but that feels like seven shows all in one trying to define what AI is. So for what we're going to be talking about today is that kind of generative stuff. It's the stuff that sits within Microsoft 365. So you know, do you want to give a little bit, maybe why don't we start there, let's talk a little bit about kind of Copilot and what Copilot actually is.
Yeah, sure. So absolutely right, AI comes in many shapes and forms. We've all used AI at some point in our life, whether that's on a mobile device or Alexa or Hey Google or Siri or anything like that. But Copilot is the first kind of commercial offering that's really come out that's going to help us in our work life. Now, if we take something like ChatGPT that a lot of us have started using, you know, 100 million users in 61 days, that's a ridiculous uptake of it. And we all know we can log on, we can ask it a question, we get an answer back. In fact, it's very similar to, do you remember Ask Jeeves back in like 2000, I think it was, as the very first version of AI?
I've done some Jeeves. I know what you're talking about.
Ask Jeeves and back when Clippy was about as well. So AI has been there and it's kind of evolved. But Copilot effectively, M365 Copilot specifically, it integrates with all your applications. It's a massive assistant into your modern work life. So whether you need it to help write emails, whether to find information, it's the first time that we've seen a product fully integrate across the entire M365 ecosystem. And it's incredible. It's a really, really powerful tool.
So well, actually, maybe first question is just something there, you know, because we're talking about this kind of Gen AI, ChatGPT type stuff, you know, and this whole conversation has grown massively in kind of a period of about 18 months. You know, you're just talking about the kind of rate of adoption for ChatGPT, you know, and if we were meeting 2 years ago in Manchester, we weren't even having this conversation. No. You know, we probably weren't really talking about this space. So, but maybe just for in terms of definition, you know, how is Copilot different from something like ChatGPT? Because you actually talked about in the session that we've just done, why you'd want to use Copilot as opposed to something else. So, you know, I'll ask you that question here.
Yeah, sure.
Why?
Okay, so ChatGPT and kind of any traditional AI, I say that inverted commas because there is no traditional AI. We are on the cusp of it being kind of launched.
Yeah,
out.
Old AI.
Clippy back in the day. Yeah. No, I think AI that we've used traditionally, such as ChatGPT or any GPT-based system, it's all online. You know, you ask it a question, it gives you an answer. You ask it for information or for tips or for a formula or anything like that, and it'll give you it. What separates Copilot is it's actually built into the fabric of the applications itself. So no longer is it just a tool that can give you an answer to a solution, or give you a solution to a problem, or answer a question for you, it can actually perform actions on upon your behalf on the applications now. So mass being able to model data on Excel, getting it to reply to emails for you, getting it to be able to create an action plan from a meeting that you've just had. That's what separates it apart. And that's what makes it such a powerful tool, is it's built in to the applications. With a click of a button in every single application, it has a dedicated Copilot app, and you can get it to perform actions, to mass organize data, to analyze data, and just to kind of really help you in your workday.
So we'll come back to some of this in a sec, because I think Copilot's a term that gets thrown around a lot. So yes, you know, people are talking about Copilot, and actually not just Microsoft, you know, lots of other vendors I speak to have a Copilot for this and a Copilot for that. But even when we talk about Copilot from a Microsoft perspective, there's not just one thing, is
there? About 21 Copilots now, I think.
Yeah, well, don't do all of them. No, but you know, give us an idea.
The main ones you're looking at. So Copilot for M365 is your M365. It's a paid version that you get on M365. That's your applications. You got Windows 11 Copilot, which is a free version that sits in on your on your Windows taskbar. You've got Copilot Online, which is Copilot Pro. They're all the free ones. But then you start digging into things such as Security Copilot. Now, that is its own very specialized niche product that is specifically focused on security vendors, SOCs, and anything like that. Very expensive, but it's quite a good product. And then you've got Dynamics. Obviously, it sits in with Dynamics. You've got Sales. You've got Salesforce, all these different versions out there. But I think the main one that's going to be the main areas of focus definitely will be M365 Copilot, and then the free version that you get online as well for your business.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Yeah, I think we kind of, when the session we've just done here, as we close that up, one of the things I talked about was that the idea that, ChatGPT was a thing that suddenly people thought, oh, here's something that we can all play around with and have fun with. Yeah. And but nobody's doing that at work. And then suddenly Microsoft starts to roll this. You know, you've just talked about, it's kind of rolled into the absolute fabric of Microsoft 365.
And that's it. You know, on ChatGPT, if I were to ask it to write me an email to a customer on Copilot adoption, it would do a really good job of that, but it would do it online. And I'd still either, or I could have to build in a custom solution somewhere on a Teams channel and do it. However, if I just open Outlook, press Copilot and say, write me a customer email facing for Copilot adoption, reference these three documents in my SharePoint, instantly it pulls it in. And that's what sets it apart. It has access to all your documents, everything on your SharePoint, or as much as you want to share with it. It has access to your email history, to your website history, everything you've done in your business life, your M365 graph, it interacts with. And that's where it really comes out heads and above than anyone else at the moment, is because it's got that native integration with it.
You made a good point in the session, actually, and I was going to come to this later, but we'll do it now because it kind of makes sense. That piece about it's using the information that you've got inside of Microsoft 365, you know, and somebody asked, actually, I won't pretend it was me, but somebody asked a question during the session about AI hallucination.
Yes.
And you made a really interesting point, and maybe one of those reasons why, actually, as a business, you might want to consider Copilot rather than ChatGPT, was around how hallucination is not a problem in 365. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, so hallucinations, for those that don't know, is when AI will effectively give you an answer for the sake of giving you an answer. It's filling a void. You know, you're asking it to answer a question, it gives you a quantified answer back. However, other platforms, it will just give you an answer. It's a bit like the internet. If you search the internet, you don't know what's true, what's not. Yeah. The difference with Microsoft is it gives you quantifiable answers at every single step along the way. So if you ask it to reference something on the internet, not only will it give you the answer, it will show you the reference points where it's got from and instant links where you can click on to quantify that answer. So things such as hallucinations really shouldn't be an issue, because you're also double checking that data when it comes across. And when it pulls data in, even if it's performing an action, for example, of, you know, if I take my year's accounts and we increase our prices by 5% on suppliers, when you generate my projected revenue for next year, it will say, sure, this is the data cell we used, this is the calculation, do you want me to expand on it further? So it's the ability to, every single point of it is referenced, therefore you shouldn't ever have a problem with hallucinations, because as I think as a basic on everything, we should be referencing our data all the time and checking it. We should never blindly trust anything that comes across.
Well, I think that, and that's a really good point, you know, and you're showing some demos of some stuff that you've built with, maybe talk about it later, but the interfaces in with Copilot. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting was basically you've got a disclaimer at the bottom of that saying, don't believe anything I tell you, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worded slightly more professionally than that.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of piece around, you know, I think there's a couple of important things for people listening to this thinking, do I want Copilot in my business? Is that thing about it's only giving you answers based on things it knows, and actually that ability to reference those things as well, I think is really important. So let's move on quickly to this kind of idea of why you might want to use Copilot. So we've talked a little bit about what Copilot is, but you know, what are some of the use cases that people might want to consider? So, you know, they you know, sort of thinking, well, sounds great, but should I bother? You know, what's some of those some of those interesting use cases you've seen?
So I think some of the biggest use cases we'll see is when it comes to digital debt in our workplace. And digital debt, especially after lockdown, has come massively into fruition. It's the amount of people we have to communicate with, the amount of platforms we have to communicate across, whether it's OneDrive, SharePoint, email, Teams, et cetera, et cetera. And the biggest uptakes I'm seeing in the deployments we've done is being able to simplify that communication and put it into one place.
Yeah.
So communication point, email chains of doom, my favorite things to talk about. You know, 30, 40 emails long, replies, they're forwarded. It's not very clear on who has to do what. However, I can quickly point Copilot and say, give me an action plan. What do I need to do moving forward on this? Even down on Teams, I think communication in a part of, from a sales perspective or from kind of any customer facing perspective where you interact with third party, you interact with internal team members, being able to use Teams to instantly recall anything you've talked about, instantly being able to generate things such as agenda for the meeting, being able to recap and say, have we hit the agenda points? What's the pros? What's the cons? One of the biggest features as well that I absolutely love is that I don't have to attend the meeting to have access to that meeting as well. So if the meeting is recorded, it's on catch up, I can then ask Copilot about that meeting. You know, what was my outcomes for this? What did I personally need to do? So the uptake use case, and I think businesses where we're seeing it, is massively on the communication front at the moment. I think anyone in the finance industry will see an absolute game changer in the way they approach work, purely for the amount of information we can instantly manipulate, we can analyze, and we can then model at a simple command.
Yeah.
You know, if we've got hundreds of documents we need to work across, or I'll give you an example, we're working with an accountancy firm. They're able to take their audit time down for a company from 10 days to 2 days because they can just point Copilot and say, show me this specific set of data, and it pulls it back within a minute. Now that would have taken them 2-3 days to find. Yeah. So you can do that. So finance is a huge uptake. I think communication, sales, anything in marketing as well. Marketing, human resource, anyone that deals with data.
There's a couple of things I actually mentioned during the session, and although I was going to say you had me at, what you mean I don't have to attend meetings and I can just say something attend on my behalf? I mean, that was a win.
Hey, that could be a win. Yeah. Some meetings I just don't want to attend. Yeah.
And you talked about kind of things like those email chains of doom. And funny when you talked about it in the event, I was thinking, you know, I feel that. Yeah, you know, I know exactly what you mean. I'm sure lots of our listeners here will appreciate the suddenly, I think you made a comment about you suddenly find yourself in this chain and you should have been in the chain 10 emails earlier because there's a whole bunch of terrible things have happened since. But I suppose the thing I kind of took away from what you presented and what you've just said, this isn't here to replace anybody.
No.
What we're looking to do is just to be a little bit more efficient. If you can find something that can quickly summarize something for you, you can find something that, you know, quickly identifies for you, here's some steps, here's some action items. You know, you talked about in the session that it was akin to 12 minutes a day.
So if you can save 12 minutes a day, that saves you 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
If you save 1 hour a week across your entire year, you save an entire week's worth of time.
Yeah.
Which is mad. It's 48 hours a week, right? And if you think what Copilot does, like I've just mentioned there, it's not here to replace you. AI will not replace. There'll be a minority of jobs that effectively will be replaced with AI in some point. I mean, like the tiniest minority. However, what it will do is it's there to save me time from the digital debt that we have. And after COVID, we have a lot more digital debt, more ways of communicating. I made a joke in the presentation. You know, we now have meetings about having meetings.
Yeah.
How many meetings do we have to attend and take notes and make action plans? If Copilot can do all the meeting notes for me, all the action plans and the pros and the cons, and fill it into my planet and tell me what I need to do, saves me an hour a day. If I can save myself an hour a day, actually my productivity goes through the roof because I'm not bogged down with the smaller stuff that might be laborious or anything like that. I'm actually being able to be more productive with my time. And that's a win for AI and for all of us, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because one of the things people will look at is that, you know, Copilot's not cheap. You know, you don't get it for, I mean, there's bits of it you can have for free, but on the whole, you know, you're paying $30 a month per user.
All so, up front as well, you have to pay for
it. Yeah, and it's a 12-month commit, and you've got to pay for it all. But actually, when you start looking at it in those kind of terms of the right people, and I think that's important, but the right people using that technology, potentially saving themselves a week, well, you know, those people are probably costing you more than £300 a week, you know,
$7 a month. $7 a week is what Copilot costs.
Yeah.
$7.50 a week, really, if you're going to pay across the year. So that's an hour. Half an hour. I don't know what actually, I don't know what wages on an hourly rate, but half an hour a week. If you can save yourself half an hour a week, you pay for Copilot.
Yeah.
When you start talking about an entire week's in a year, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. And actually, in terms of well-being, in terms of, you know, I think after lockdowns, a lot more stress in what we do with IT. Like just the pure communication that comes through, that need for instant response, that need for kind of instant consumption of data, if it can help me be less stressed, if it can help me find the data I need quicker, that's the biggest thing. I pay for this on my own simply because it can help me find data.
Yeah.
Simple.
Well, you know, as we kind of look to wrap up and, you know, and give some people some takeaways, which is why we call it Tech Takeaways. It does what it says on the tin, this
like
podcast.
That.
Yeah, you know, we didn't even ask Copilot. We came up with that all of ourselves.
Copilot can do that for you. If you ever wanted to rename your podcast, it can give you an intro and everything. Not that you do. I think it's a good name.
Yeah, I know. Like it come up with something better. Possibly could. But, so in terms of people who are looking to adopt Copilot, you know, what would be kind of your top 2-3 tips of... And this actually might be true for any AI they're looking to adopt, but you know, Copilot for 365, let's be specific.
Yeah.
So what would be your tips in making sure that adoption was successful?
Okay, I think first of all is identifying the right users in the business that need it. AI is not going to be for everyone, okay? There's people in my business that don't use it, there's people that do use it, and there's a big difference between the two. So identifying the users, but having a clear plan of what you want to achieve from it, you know. What's your AI strategy? What do you want to achieve from having AI in the business? Do you want to be able to maybe bring more work in-house? Do you want to make people more productive? Is there a specific issue that you want to focus? Because you can customize Copilot as well. You can go into some niche routes. So I think having a strategy of AI wants to do and identifying the users, that's the first thing. Second thing, make sure your data is in order. All right, Copilot can do, it will look at everything on your M365. It can look at Azure, all these different stuff. But making sure you understand where you know your data is what Copilot wants to reference.
Yeah.
That's working with someone such as yourself, whether that's shutting off complete sections of a SharePoint, having an individual SharePoint, but knowing where you want your data sources to be, because too much data can be as bad as having a bad prompt.
Yep.
Right. So bad prompts, we'll get on in a second. So knowing where your data is, identifying who's going to be using it and what you want to win, and actually what does success look like at the end of it? That is, I think, and if you take that for any lesson on IT, what does success look like? If we're moving to Azure, why? What is success? With AI, what is success? Do we want our workforce to be able to take out some of the laborious stuff and be better workers in this area? Do we want to replace some of our external marketed stuff maybe with this part of the business? That is your plan. What does success look like?
Yeah. You know, I think they're great tips. Yeah. Yeah. Getting buy-in, I think, is hugely important. Mm-hmm. Making sure you're, you know, we talked kind of in the session, you know, we used to use in IT the phrase garbage in, garbage out a lot. You know, that's probably never become more relevant than it's suddenly become again.
No.
That if we're going to start using a Copilot type technology for Microsoft 365, make sure you're feeding the right stuff into it. We've done a couple of episodes where we've talked about where business has been bitten by feeding poor or outdated information.
Yeah.
And that thing, actually know what you want from this. It's not just,
and I think
you can't just turn it on and hope for the best.
Yeah, I think on that is you need a clear rollout plan with the product. If you turn this product on straight away, you're probably going to be quite underwhelmed because you don't know what it can do.
Yeah.
You don't know the capabilities or the limitations. And it will lead to ultimate frustration because you don't know what you don't know. Having a clear rollout plan with staged rollout, working with yourself, working with all the great stuff that's able to do that, being able to have a clear plan, a clear weekly plan, a clear weekly success plan, training, enablement, all this stuff has to be in place so that users, as we saw in the presentation today, you know, if people don't know what they can do with it, it ultimately leads to a drop in consumption, which isn't good for anyone. Because we are at the cusp, we're like day one at the moment. We've almost got a toddler that can't even walk.
Yeah.
And in a year's time, it's going to be incredible. But we just need a plan to get there.
Well, you made a great point, actually, about AI and Copilot as it stands today.
Yeah.
It's the worst it's ever going to be.
It's
only going to get better from here.
We'll say it's the most basic, not the worst.
Yeah, okay,
I'll probably lose somewhat at Microsoft if I say the most basic. No, but I get what you mean. In terms of it's the most basic it's ever going to be. And really, every single day, something new is being added on, even with Copilot. So we do need to nail the basics. It's a bit like Excel or SharePoint. I still train people now on SharePoint. It's been out for 10 years.
Yeah.
I remember when it wasn't called SharePoint on its first iteration, but I'm still training people on that. So I hope we're not in that position with Copilot and AI because there's so much more that we can get out of it.
Yeah. Well, Dan, it's been great. You know, I think that's some great insight into Copilot for 365 or M365. You know, and some of the use cases and some of the things that you should be looking at. So, you know, it's been great, Dan. Really appreciate your time.
No, thank you very much for having me on. It's great brilliant podcast. I feel like Joe Rogan today as well.
Yeah, well, there's a phrase we don't use very often, but what the heck.
Joe Rogan of the tech world.
Yeah. So, but hey, look, if you enjoyed the show, you want to find out more about Copilot, then, you know, and actually one of the things I think that they're interested in, and one of the things I'm keen to do is look to start to build a little bit of community around how people are starting to use AI inside their organization. So, look, if you've got some stories to share about good use cases, you know, within terms of what you're allowed to share. But if you've got some examples of good use cases, you know, do get in touch with us. You know, you can drop something in the comments, or, you know, you can contact us in all the ways you can contact Gardner Systems. So you know, we'd love to hear that. And, you know, maybe we'll put some stories together, maybe get some people on to talk about how they're using AI, because, you know, you made the point more than once today about we just don't know what we don't know. And there's going to be so many use cases with this that
I don't know what I don't know. And I'm kind of one of the experts in it, which is a bit worrying sometimes, because I just read a new email every day when stuff comes out. But no, it's on the cusp at the moment. And in a year's time, if we can have this chat in a year's time and see where we're at, it's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. So, hey, but for this one, you know, there should be some great takeaways there for you. Dan, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
If you enjoyed the show, you want to make sure you don't miss future episodes of Tech Takeaways, and do subscribe. You can subscribe here on YouTube. There's some button somewhere that you can click on the YouTubes.
Like, follow, and subscribe. I've waited to say that for a long time.
Oh, there you go. It's like a true pro. You think, you know, whatever we are, 60 episodes in, I would think of saying that, wouldn't you? But you can also subscribe in All Good Homes of Podcasts, and probably some bad ones as well. So until next time, thanks for watching Tech Takeaways.
Cheers.